بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The greatest gift Allah can give to anyone is pious children. What we lack in today is pious children. There was a time when people should make dua for children. But now the time has come that people have been read, regretting the way the children are of today. It's not nice to say it, but they're dreading why they got children of this kind. But if you look at it very carefully, that everything that is happening around with our children is because of our wrongdoings. Very quickly you say, "Oh Allah, give me pious, give me children." First of all, when you make dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, you have to make a dua of that kind. But then there's certain things you have to do, your responsibilities. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, "Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna." This, your children are your fitna. What's the meaning of fitna? A test for you. Very big test. Your own child can become a dushman of yours. Allahu Ifadat. So how important it is that we have to learn how to bring about children. Very quickly we can take out faults of others and say others have spoiled my child. But if you look into what Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi, what I'll mention today, you'll come to realize all the mistakes that we are making in our own homes. How nicely he said that the children are the amanat of the parents. First thing he said, that children are amanat of the parents. You wanted dua, you made dua, Allah Ta'ala gave you children. It became an amanat now to you. You ask Allah Ta'ala, certain people make so much dua, they don't get no children at all. And yet you tried all different means. She can't give birth, she's going for this and that, whatever test she's going through. Trying to get children. Allah Ta'ala gave you children. That's an amanat. And the amanat, and Imam Ghazala rahmatullah says that they are like pearls, no pearls. When they get born, they are like pearls. Pure from all kinds of impurities of this world. The mind is pure from all kinds of impurities of this world. The mind completely pure, pure, pure. And not only that, they are soft, very, very soft. That you can mold them how you want to mold them. He's making it clear to us that it is your responsibility now to how to mold this child. It's a very, very soft child, like a pearl, you know. But now it's for you to how to mold this child. If you want to do good deeds, good habits, you have to bring good habits. You have to have good habits to bring that good habit in the child too. If you don't have good habits, the child won't have good habits. Everything will reflect to the child what you see the child sees. Ma Hazrat, you say your Lawa Mehfooz. Lawa Mehfooz means, you know, Lawa Mehfooz, the pill of Allah. Once that thing is there, it's stamped, it does not get erased at all. Likewise, the mind of the child, the brain of the child, you know, that kind, that once it gets stamped in it, it does not get erased at all. You and I will not understand the situation, but you'll be surprised that child is watching every movement of the mother and father, how they're behaving, what kind of language they're using. Everything that you can see, the child is watching and actually recording. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said that. Recording every moment you are there, you, the husband and wife, the misbehavior, whatever behavior they may be doing. Whether it is, that's why they say, even you change your clothing, you must make sure you don't change in front of the children. How careful you must be. Because everything that child will notice will actually record. If you are busy with a cell phone, the child is recording that too. Exactly what the father is doing, the mother is doing, the child is watching every movement of the child, mother. But you cannot make it out. You're thinking she's in her own world. No doubt in her own world. But recording everything. Because they're so pure that whatever they see must see pure also. If you want your child to be pure, you must remain pure yourself first. So if you do not remain pure yourself, definitely is reflecting and recording all that what you see, what the mother and father are doing. And you see, Imam Ghazali, you have to mold the child how you want to mold. If you mold in the correct way, give good manners, good respect, everything, then that child will definitely have those things. So you yourself, you like the ustad. Meaning of that is the madrasa starts at home, not at outside madrasa. Once your madrasa at home is built the correct way, the mother is the ustad, the father is the ustad, everything is done at home accordingly, according to the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you see that the reflection of the child would be of that kind. And the most important thing is to teach is respect. 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 As you say, you want to save your child. If a fire comes here, you save your child from the fire. You don't have the child to go near the fire. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naro. The fire of Jahannam is worse than this. If you say so much of precaution to save the child from this fire, then you don't want the child to go near the fire at all. You make all precautions, then what the precautions have you made for the fire of Jahannam, which is worse than this? Allahumma ni fazat. Because the fuel of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says himself, is insan and rocks. So the most important thing is this, that if your child wants, it begins from madrasa, from home, I promise you, inshallah, if you bring your child up the correct way, everything accordingly, then it will be not difficult for the child to go any part of the world out. But you have to bring the child up the correct way. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says this much. The first thing you have to do is to bring that good quality to the child is the reason is the foundation is because of all the wrongs is because of social society. Society. Our society have caused all the harm in our for our children. And we are following the society. What suits the society, we follow the society. That's how we begin with children, also the same thing. Social media, which has gone to that extent, that you'll find that your own child knows more than you what you do not know. And you are very happy about it that my child is doing very well. Failing to understand that that child is actually getting contaminated with mind and heart is also contaminated. All the worst things you can have, you can come, you can see in the child. The worst things. You know, if a mother, a child becomes disobedient to parents, there's no solution thereafter. No solution. When the child becomes disobedient to parents, then Allah mani father. You can make the child a hafiz of Quran. You can make the child alim. But if you haven't got the child's respect for parents, it's of no benefit at all. It makes me frightened to say it, but Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said, the time has come, the Quran is right up the throat, not through the heart. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said this thing, yeah. The Quran is being recited everywhere, is right only to the throat, not to the heart. What's the meaning of that? Hafiz the Quran, when he's got the Quran in him, he's supposed to behave like a hafiz the Quran. He's carrying, you know, my Hazrat today, with Jannat lekar phir rahe. A hafiz, he's got a Quran in his heart, he's walking with Jannat. Then you have to live like a Jannati, too, live like a Jannati. If he only knows about it. But he's not living like a Jannati. Who is at fault in all these things? That's why Nabi Karim once asked him, what do you think of children? He said, they can become your Jannat and they can become your Jahannam. They can become your Jannati and Jahannam. That child will take you to Jahannam. Complain to Allah. Your responsibility to your child is not fulfilled. Very quickly you're making dua, Ya Allah, give me children. Allah gives you children. Remember, it's an amanat. I will test you in this thing there. Whether your child is more important to me, to you, than I am important to you. Allah will show it to you. If you not fulfill it, your eyes must open from now. These children of ours today is no more our children anymore. I know people coming telling me that, you know, there was a time that I should wait for my grandchildren. Well, now they are not seeing me anymore. They, I wait for them. They should cry at them when they come to my house. When they come to my house, they're not looking at me. They're looking at all the filth in the corner. So what are they coming for? So the bad habits that come in. Even breastfeeding is so important, Imam Ghazali once said. The moment you breastfeed the child, the mother must be very pure. If she is impure, if she is not pious, the effect of the mother will definitely come to the child. And you know what's happening today? The mothers leave the child with the servants. And the servants are breastfeeding the child. And then you say, this happened, that happened. I heard of so many incidents that one child got some sickness because the mother should leave the child in that house and she should breastfeed the child, the woman. So what do you expect to happen? We have got a very big problem with our children today. Very major problem. You can do not blame the madrasas for that. Please do not blame the madrasas. Madrasas work is to teach. Madrasas work to teach. You are supposed to have a madrasa at home to teach your child to bring that quality. When he goes to the madrasa, then he knows how to live there too. Because once you change the habit, it becomes very difficult. So breastfeeding also. Because remember one thing, if haram she eats, that thing goes into the child haram too. Everything will go haram. Everything will go haram too. So when it comes to just trying to begin, the first thing my husband should say when a child begins to speak, Hazrat Mawlana Sunnah Sahib Rahman says, the first thing is Allah. Allah. You're teaching a parrot Allah. That parrot won't help you at all. And you're getting proud of the parrot. And the child was supposed to say, Allah, you're teaching somebody else. And you're proud about it. I won't forget one incident. One person taught this person a parrot the whole Quran. And the parrot read the whole Quran. But the buzuk then they took the parrot and threw it out. Fly away. The buzuk took that parrot and threw it out. What have you achieved? So you're teaching your parrot how to read Quran. You're teaching your parrot how to read Kalam Allah, Allah. The one who is supposed to teach, you forget to make them teach what you expect. So Mahasar said, that you teach the first word, Allah. Allah. That is the beginning. And when you say Allah, you have to say Allah too. If you make zikr at home, you leave your child, let the child make zikr with you too. So the first thing. Second thing you must teach them this month, that what is where you stay. Your address also. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib, in his early days, he was going to Thanabon and Shadrab and place. He got off the train and sat down to go to Thanabon. While he going, he forgot his son in the train. Forgot his son. Talqin Ahmad, his name was. Hazrat Ji is telling us this, reminding us, you teach your children Allah's name, teach your address also. So when Thanabon he came, he, Talqin Ahmad nahi hai. What happened here now? What happened? They don't get so excited to open this phone straight away to station master the other side. There's a certain child is not in the cabin, please notice. And then Hazrat Ji went. By that time they got the child in the cabin, brought him. And the child was brought front there. Hazrat Ji came, said the police asked Hazrat Ji, what's your name? First thing. He said,
Hazrat ne Masihullah.
Where are you going to? So I'm going to Thanapur. The child also said the same thing. Nimto, you can take the child away. So how important it is to teach the child where he belongs, where he stays. The first thing was Allah. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told his grandson or his son, his nephew or someone, he says, whenever you go to sleep, say, Allah is looking at me. No other lesson. He says, better when you go to sleep, Allah is looking at me. That child became so strong that every moment he says, Allah is looking at him. So we have to teach our children the correct thing. If you don't teach the correct thing, what do you expect? What do you expect? The child has to be brought up the correct way. These are only the early stages. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth, 5 years old. This is what you teach. These are years. And the first thing you teach is the Quran. The Quran must be taught the first thing with Allah's name. The Quran will be taught. 2 years, 3 years, little bit. Teach. Quran Sharif, that's the Quran. The child must know that the most important thing is the Quran. Respect one side, manners one side, good manners. That's a Quran teaching there. Once you finish the Quran, then you must know, Alhamdulillah, I've given the amount to the child. Then Hazrat, you say, and even Imam Ghazali Rahman say, that your child must become strong also. Don't become like this, the child become completely dull. Don't give him any chance to become strong. The child must become strong. Must make him jump also, make him play also. Today people don't do that. They make them stay at home and become dull. They can't do anything. They have to become strong. They have to become strong. Your child must become strong. On that, Hazrat gave us an incident. One lady, she had a child. And she got married second time. Husband must have passed away. So when she got married for the second time, and she got a child for the second time, so what she should do, she should make the child, the first child, walk, another child carry. You understood? The first child from the first husband, she should make him walk, and the second one that's born, who got a father, she made him carry. Everyone says, what kind of mother is this? What kind mother? Not being fit for the child at all? And she said, you don't understand. This child got no father. That fellow got a father. This fellow will be poor, fellow will get weak. I'm making him walk to become strong. I'm making him walk to become strong. You can say whatever you want, but look what my intention is. My son must become independent. How important is that? There was one king, you know. He gave one ustad. He says, ustad, teach my children. One day when he came, he saw that the ustad was on a horse and the prince is running behind him. He got very angry, you know. The king said, what? My son is walking and this king, this fellow is sitting on a horse and running, making him run. But they were not people who define now, you see, they find the anger. She asked the ustad, what's the reason for you to make my son run and you're on a horse? He said, what must I tell you? Tomorrow your son will become a king. How would he know what people are going through when they don't walk and do that? How would he know what people are going through with difficulties with walking and this and you'll be on a horse all the time? The king was impressed with his answer. Just to try to tell you what it is, a mother, how the mother and father have to teach a child. That your child is an amanat to you, teach in the correct way. Allah, don't bring them to the masjid 2 years and 3 years and bring the mosque here to play and jump and all. Today the people bring 2 and 3 years and to jump and play. The child thinks this is a playground. It gets stamped in the child that this is a playground. So let's come and play. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said at the age of 6 or 7 he must come start namaz. That age they come, I won't forget one incident. As the Tamir Rahmatullah said, there was a small child they brought to the masjid. A small child sees new faces, what happens? Start crying. The screaming, she made a mess in the mosque. This is the outcome of this. You don't understand. You bringing your children here, small children, for what you're bringing for? To come and jump and play, that this is a playground. Whereas the right time to bring the child is 8 or 7, 6, 7. And that you make them sit next to you to teach you. When they come 6 and 7, at that time they just come and play in the back. That's why they say at the age of 10, the father shows his big eyes now. You're playing now, there's no time to play. No time to play, you from 6 to 7 years, you play right till the age of 10, now no time to play. You open your big eyes, the father scolds him too, stand straight, read namaz properly. Now the child come to know that from the 6 to 10 years, I was just playing now, something very important. Father is very strict now. Nabi Karim sometimes told us to do that, not me. And then the child becomes to the age of 15, he said, this is something very important. I cannot leave it anymore. He taught us that, now what we are doing. What we are doing. So we have to do what Rasulullah told us to do. So this child is an amanat to you. If you brought up the right way, if you look at the wrong things, the child will be surprised. The child is rewinding after age of 12, come rewinding. Everything the child begin to do, you say, what happened here now? My child learned the wrong thing from everyone. No, outside, you all the time learn from your own house. You did not realize that. You learn from your own house all the wrong things. And my dear friends, I'm begging you, please, the cell phone is the worst thing. I'm begging you, do not know that this cell phone can take you to hell. If you do not watch out, your child can become a hafiz of Quran. Do not get too happy. He must become a hafiz of Quran. That time he must begin to hate this cell phone. Everyone is stuck with it. It's like a drug, Monana. It's like a drug. It's a drug now. In a masjid, they use the cell phone. There's no more shame anymore. You have to bring your child up the correct way. I'm only talking of, you haven't come to age of 15 yet. What's really happening? This is the age for the prime age, which Imam Ghazali Rahman says, how we have to bring the child up. At home, how you have to bring the child up. Remember, do not scold your child too much. If you scold your child too much, become stubborn. The first time the child make a mistake, you open your eyes and see nothing more than that. The first time you see a child doing something wrong, you open your eyes and look at him. He saw your eyes sufficient. Thereafter, but if you continue scolding your child, then you see, that's one of those things. You learn nothing. But when it's very, very stern eye, look at the child one more time, one time only. And do not disgrace in front of people. Do not disgrace. And always the mother must always show the child that he must fear the father. The fear? The mother must always show that he must fear the father. That he must know if he does something wrong, his father will take him to task. But what Imam Ghazali Rahman says, that how you must be able to bring your child up the correct way. You shout the child every day, the child will say, this is part of my life. It makes no difference anymore. But once in a while, you just open your eyes and look at the child and warn the child. The child now mustn't make that mistake again. How to bring up our children. This is our greatest investment. When you leave this world, this child will be your child that you can take to Jannat or Jahannam. Allah mani father. Just imagine when you're going away in the qabr, that child, when Allah Ta'ala give you status in Jannat, say, Ya Allah, how I got this status? He says, Allah Ta'ala says, it's merely because your child made dua and maghfirat for you. So make your child of that kind in this world, that when you look at him, you smile at him. He look at you, you smile at you. The coolness of the eyes. There's no more coolness of the eyes anymore. And the reason for this is because no compatibility with husband and wife. Molana, if the wife is working so hard to bring the child up the correct way, what is the father supposed to do? Is to work together. They can have their personal problems. We're not bothered about that. So the child's upbringing is, when the mother is doing the right thing, the father to assist. The father is doing the right thing, the mother must assist too. In every way, they must be together to bring about that goodness of the child. So this is where we are at the moment. We are stuck in this way where there's no compatibility with husband and wife. So let us put our mistakes right. As long as we got health, we got breath, Hazrat Ji says, you can put yourself right. It's not late. So let us put our children right, put ourselves right, and become a happy family at home. There's barakat in it, there's izzat in it. And the only way is that, kitab reading every day. Kitab reading every day, make your house a madrasa. One hadith of Nabi Karim every day before you eat. One hadith. You must not read it, your child must read it. You must not read it, your child must read it. The child must be so important that he gets so happy. Every day he'll come there, you'll be surprised, that small child of yours. Better read the hadith. Every day he'll come and open the hadith, he says, he'll be there first to read before you do. Bring that environment in our lives. Our environment is at home supposed to be the best. Then see, inshallah. And remember one thing. Always talk to them about companies, right company. Make them sit in the right company. Not the moment you see a boy is bad, you must say, boy, don't sit in that company. Always talk of, if you see a boy is very good, say, sit in that company. How nice family is. Look how good boy is. Read the story of the Sahaba Ikram. You'll be surprised if you read Sahaba's stories in front of them. So Nabi Karim some story in front of them, the effect takes place. You know, I won't forget one incident I read. One Molana was very sick. He should get fever. He read in the hadith, if you have water, you get, if you bath, if you bath, you have ghusl, the fever will go away. He said to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, after I drank that, I went the ghusl, the barakat of the hadith, I never got fever again. So if the effect of the hadith is of that kind, what would be effect if we use any of the hadith of Nabi Karim? What life would our come to? We haven't got the love, Monana. The love of Rasulullah must be that strong that every hadith must come into our lives. That's very important. So the majlis today was innama ammalukum awladukum fitna. That, oh Allah, I see refuge in you from the evils of my children. The evils of my children. That I don't want. So we must also make the same dua. That, oh Allah, who is all present here, give us all our children nek and salih. Salih children. That become the means of coolness of our eyes for us. And the means of in Jannah together. And the means of the Quran that goes in the heart, the heart must go in the heart, not of the neck. Allah Ta'ala amal kan tawfiq nasib wa akhir da'a alhamdulillah. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma asina aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabil akhirah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana la taj'alna fi al-qawmi adh-dhalimin wa najjina bi rahmatika min al-qawmi al-kafirin. ربنا لا تجعلنا في النكفر واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نجعلك في النحور ونعوذ بك من شرور والله خير حافظ ورحمة الرحمين لا حول لا قوة إلا بالله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين.